You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection by Tony Truesdale, a writer from Pennsylvania. Among other things, Tony enjoys the status of being the oldest sister of my co-host, Lisa Simon. Although the sisters live separated by great distances, Tony reflects on how they always renew their sense of home and family around a kitchen table. She writes,
I watched my sister fly away today. At the curb of the airport terminal, I hugged her and, pledging not to cry, whispered a farewell. Then I headed east and she west. Soon the sun would settle into the horizon and take my sister with it. West, home of the setting sun. A part of our country I knew only from books, movies, and an occasional flyover on my way to somewhere else. Call me when you get in. How many times had I whispered those words to my adventurous sister on her way to Europe, Egypt, Turkey, Hawaii, Seattle, D.C., and now Montana? She tells me it's her final frontier. The proverbial call of the West. Other Easterners heard it centuries ago. They packed up their wagons and left their loved ones for uncertain futures, facing mountain ranges, rivers, wild animals, weather extremes, and disease. I've read their stories, but I have never heard that call myself. Now venturing west simply entails calling a moving company and plugging in the GPS. Our loved ones no longer have to face weeks or years of not knowing. Our homes are no longer limited to east or west. Home is wherever we can find ourselves together, which, for all of my sisters, is most often sitting around a kitchen table.
Tony pairs her reflection with a poem by the Native American poet and musician Joy Harjo of the Muscogee Creek Nation.
Harjo expresses the sense of family that the kitchen table holds in her poem, Perhaps the World Ends Here. She writes,
The world begins at a kitchen table. No matter what, we must eat to live. The gifts of earth are brought and prepared, set on the table. So it has been since creation, and it will go on. We chase chickens or dogs away from it. Babies teethe at the corners. They scrape their knees under it. It is here that children are given instructions on what it means to be human. We make men at it. We make women. At this table we gossip, recall enemies, and the ghosts of lovers. Our dreams drink coffee with us as they put their arms around our children. They laugh with us at our poor falling down selves and as we put ourselves back together once again at the table. This table has been a house in the rain, an umbrella in the sun. Wars have begun and ended at this table. It is a place to hide in the shadow of terror, a place to celebrate the terrible victory. We have given birth on this table and have prepared our parents for burial here. At this table, we sing with joy, with sorrow. We pray of suffering and remorse. We give thanks. Perhaps the world will end at the kitchen table while we are laughing and crying, eating of the last sweet bite.
A poem by Joy Harjo. Thanks, Tony.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Lively Times, Montana's source for arts and entertainment.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.